Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This week, we're getting into all the trends we want to ditch and the trends we want to keep in 2024.
There are a few things we're sick of seeing on TikTok.
We've got some very spicy fashion takes.
And we are so bored of microtrends.
Trigger warning, you may be offended at what we're about to say.
Yikes.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the final installment of our end of year specials. It's like when your favorite TV show does like special like Christmas episodes, but these are holiday themed. Mm-hmm. As apart from this, isn't really holiday themed. We're coming to rain on your parade. I also, my wisdom tooth's coming in really badly and it really fucking hurts. And I got told to take it out 3 months ago and I ignored her, the dentist lady.
Oh, I saw you taking paracetamol. Yeah, my wisdom. You know when you just don't want to ask why someone's taking paracetamol, but it's like so fucking bad.
Yeah, my wisdom tooth hurts so much. Anyway, it's not about my teeth today. It is about trends.
Trends, trends, trends.
Trends that we need to ditch in 2024 and trends that we want to remain in 2024. Now, two little top of the episode things to run through. Number one, this isn't just specifically trends. We're talking about music, things people do, fashion trends, makeup trends, anything that, just in general, things that we would like to see more of in 2024 and things we'd like to see less of. But also, part two to that is, if you do any of these things yourself, don't take offense. First of all, it's our personal opinion. That's what makes the world go round and what makes fashion fun, because people have personal opinion on things.
Right, it is an opinion, yeah, and you do not need to start fighting for your life.
We are God.
Like, trust me, do you know that every single time I see someone doing one of these things on like TikTok, everyone's like defending themselves and it's like,
if you like it, wear it.
It's fine. She's literally just saying things that I don't like. You don't even know her. That's one thing, let me just start. Stop trying to defend yourself to people that don't even know what you do or don't like anyways.
It's like, this is like, also, if you're that trend led that, or that inspired by other, or that led by other people's opinions, that someone saying that they don't like something is going to get you up in a tiff. Like I see all the time, like people say like, oh my God, those tabby shoes are ugly. But that just like wants me to wear them even more. Cause I'm like, fuck yeah. Like if they're finding it ugly, it must be good.
Or like, you just have to look at the person that's giving the opinion.
Also, I sometimes quite often think that, like if no one's hating on what you're wearing, it's probably because it's like shit.
Because
it's so
bubble.
Boring that it's not even coming to someone's brain.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
But then sometimes you do too much like me. And I'm like, ah!
Without further ado, did you know ado is spelled A-D-I-E-U? Like further ado is spelled adieu.
Really?
No, I always thought it was like ado. But it's adieu.
Yeah.
Further ado.
That is interesting.
Let's get into some of the trends that we would like to leave in 2023.
Starting off on a low. you go first, Lewis.
Oh, me first. Okay. Now, my number one, I'm going to start with a fashion trend because I feel like that's what people like to hear about the most. Bows. But let me explain. I don't mind a bow. I don't mind like a simple one like bow on like a bag or a clothing top with like a little bow on or like one little bow on its hair. But there is something that the Pinterest girls have like stamped of approval a bow, and now they can't put a bow down. I'm seeing girls on TikTok, girls stepping out the house with laden, they must be weighed down with the amount of bows attached to their body, clothes and hair, that it's just never that serious. And it annoys me because, no, it doesn't annoy me, because why would someone else's clothing annoy me? But the thing that I don't like about it is just like, oh, I'm like, when I see it, I'm assuming, and it may be true or may not be true, this is just what I'm assuming, that you've seen that someone else has given a bow a stamp of approval. So now you're like, oh, I can wear bows on everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't read as creative to me. It doesn't read as like experimental to me. It reads as like someone else has said that bows are cool. So now I'm just going to put bows on everything. I don't mind a simple bow like here, there, like one in the hair, one on a bag, one attached to like jeans. But we don't need the whole, you're not a little
you
bow peep.
Bowed up.
Like, we don't need you to be head to toe in bows. Like, and that just goes with all general accessories. I'm a big believer in the opposite of minimalism. So what's that? Maximalism? Yeah, I don't know if that's the right word. But I love like loads of things going on with outfits, but spread out the love. Like, don't just have the same, like one thing also I hate, this was going to be a separate point, but I might as well tie it in. Keys on men's jeans. Oh, it irritates me so much because, but it doesn't irritate me because it just like, it makes me assume that you have just seen someone else giving it a stamp of approval. And now you're going to do it. Cause oh, there's some boy on TikTok I saw put a key on their jeans and now I'm going to do it. But on top of that, men have now started dangling like six keys. You have one front door. You are now collecting,
you're not a fucking caretaker.
You are now collecting these keys from other things to like attach your jeans. Like, I don't mind
going into your sister's like,
right?
Diary.
Like your locker from fucking year seven key is now attached to your, like, I don't mind like maximalism and jangly things and having fun and creativeness with outfits, but spread out the love. You don't need to just do a like all keys and all bows because you've seen people on TikTok do it. There's lots of other little trinkets and stuff out there that you can attach.
So this is actually going to follow into my one. Mine is just feeding into micro trends as a fucking whole. It's not fashion, like feeding into micro trends. And if you don't know what a micro trend is, not that I'm trying to mansplain, but basically it's anything that is like short lived, for example, bows or the keys on the, I don't know, thing, which I don't think is as bad. The keys on the jeans is not as bad for like the environment as maybe
right,
bows,
yeah.
Because
you need that to open your house.
Yeah, like fair enough, isn't it? Like you're just attaching the keys to yourself. Like, okay, cool. But like things with bows and stuff like that, yeah, fine. People are attaching bows to things, which is okay. But in terms of just buying into like a top with like loads of sewed on bows, which is like so shittily made from ASOS, like for the sake of it and it being just a short lived trend, like, babe, you're not going to like that in a couple months. Feeding into micro trends is just so like, it's just like, do you really like it or are you just literally feeding into it for the sake of it? And it also, I feel like with a lot of content creators as well, you can really see it like play across a lot of like their stuff, like, and maybe it's like the way in which that they do at the same time, you know, get more followers or like that's their like niche. But I do find like that a lot of content creators are literally micro trend content creators. Like they just wear like literally whatever's just a micro trend,
yeah.
Like, you know, whether it's like the parachute pants or the bows or like the chunky fucking or like this or that, you can see people like, I don't know, sometimes it's just giving, or just like not even just content creators, it's just people in general, and it's just giving like one of those people that just goes through like new friends all the time. It's like,
yeah.
Why do you not like this? Like, why can't you just be comfortable with like a specific style? Like, that's one thing I always say that I admire about you, Lewis. Like, you look at you and like, there's just certain things that you do.
Like what?
Like, for example, your glasses. You've always been such like a big glasses person. Like your shirts. Like, I just know that you love a JW Anderson.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I love when you can look at someone and see like, or like,
yeah.
I love when you can look at a piece of clothing and go, oh, that's so blah, mm-hmm. Like that's so Lewis, that's so Isla,
yeah,
because like, it's like you've got a because what you look at a micro trend top and you can't say that's so blah,
right.
Blah, blah, because like, everyone, I love that, like I can think in my head, I've got a point later on about that, but
yeah.
Like like things that I can look at and go, oh my god, like that's so Isla,
yeah,
because it's like you want to be distinct. And also, but like going on about your micro trend thing, I do think it's like obviously some I've done micro trends, I think some micro trends are nice, but you don't need to make that, like, find a way that you can incorporate it in your style,
yeah,
to make
yeah.
it you.
100%.
Like, I love, like...
And this isn't me saying that I've never been involved in a fucking microtrend in my life. Absolutely.
But also there's sustainable ways to do microtrends, because
exactly.
Most of the time the microtrends have come from a sustainable mm-hmm. or... like original background. It's just the fast fashion companies which have
yeah and I think
up.
That's the only thing about like content creators just constantly feeding into micro trends, because you're making people feel as though like you need to constantly be buying these new things when that is simply not the fucking case. Like when I really like enjoy, like I find that that's what I've been like feeding, or like people that I've been following more recently, is especially in fashion, it's just people that I'm just like, wow, like I love your style, like your specific style. It's not like, oh my god, like I love the way that she takes pictures. Like the way that she takes pictures is just making whatever she's wearing like look good. Sometimes, yeah, for example, people do take good fucking pictures, but when they can like just, it's just simply just their style. Like, yeah, I just love that. And you can take like little bits from it as well.
I've also found that I think I found my style way better this year, because I've stopped following fashion influencers as such and started following more like fashion commentators, because they're not like fashion, I like the past few years, when I follow fashion influencers, like I've just gone out and tried to like recreate a carbon copy of someone's outfit, or I've gone out and gone, I like how they dress, I want to dress like them. Whereas now I follow fashion commentators, they're not themselves wearing the clothes, they're showing you things.
Yeah.
And you can look at something and go, oh my God, that shirt from back then is so nice, I'd love to go find something like that for myself. And I feel like you A, learn a lot more about the history of fashion and pieces, but also you come into like a lot more of a unique style, because you're not just carbon copying someone, because those people, like as most people do, work for the money in the company. Right. So they'll just go with where the tide's going in terms of that. Whereas actual people who know their shit and have gone to uni about this, like they have an actual passion for it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just like, the paycheck's right, so I'm going to wear it.
Mm-hmm. Someone that I really love is a girl on TikTok called Morenike Ajayi, which is spelled Morenike and then Ajayi. And she is great. She's like one of those fashion commentators, and she just explains everything down to a T, how to get your personal style, how to like know what you really like, what like core piece you really like or key piece or whatever. Yeah, she's really great. And don't get me wrong, like out of all this like micro trends, it's, as Lewis said, like this year I've really tried to like channel my own style. And like, honestly, when you stop feeding into these micro trends, you will start spending way fucking less money.
Oh my God, yes, yeah.
Like when I just used to be like, oh, like that's a new thing, like let me just buy it. You can like think about it like logically, like if you literally want to buy whatever the new thing is, you're literally going to be spending so much fucking money. But as soon as I started buying things that I really like, for example, when I bought my Telfar Uggs last year, like I fucking love Uggs, like whether or not those die out, I love how an Ugg looks, or just whatever it is, like a good fucking pair of jeans, like let's resort back to like key pieces, like good pair of jeans, a good jacket, a good leather jacket, like these things will never die and they'll last for so long as well.
Yeah, my next thing that I would like to leave is super super baggy, not more specifically trousers and jeans, but also the whole baggy silhouette as a whole. I'm not like, and I mean like XXXXL, like, you know, like the jeans, which are like humongous, like those boys who wear humongous jeans. I think, and if, I mean, obviously this is, doesn't take a genius to work it out, because fashion works on a trend cycle and it's like a circle. So obviously a slimmer fit is bound to come in the next few years, because we've reached the peak of bagginess. So we're already on the decline.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2024, men or women, I think a nice tailored fit jean with like a small flare, or just like a tailored fit trouser, is a lot more just like sleeker and cooler than super super baggy jeans, because it's just like, how do you even like, I, how do you walk in them? Like it's never that intense. And also I just feel like you lose everything, and I think it's like, I've struggled a little bit because I'm not the biggest fan of my body, so when it comes to like, but on other people more specifically than myself, I love when people play with like silhouettes of things and like tighter like jumpers with like a baggy shirt. Like I feel like when you just baggy everything up, you lose everything, and I just don't see that as like a look, because I'm just like, I'm completely lost you in everything.
Yeah.
Whereas like when you start playing with like different like trousers like fits and different like way that tops fits and all that kind of stuff, like it's a lot more fun. So I'm bored of the bagginess of fit of clothing.
Baggy. My next one is like just general like minimalism, but like not general minimalism, that's wrong. Interior minimalism. So the whole beige thing. Yeah, I just can't fucking stand it. Like honestly, like this whole need to be really, really like just white, gray,
pompous grass.
Yeah, and just like buying things that are so fucking evidently uncomfortable. Like these sofas that people have, there is no way you're sitting on that sofa and thinking, oh yeah, let me sit down, this is like real fucking comfy. Like these, I think it's like not the cloud sofa, you know, like the Boucle sofas.
Oh yeah, I think I know what you mean. Like they look hard,
they look as tough as old fucking boots. Like, and you're telling me that you're sitting down? No, you're not. Like you have a beanbag over there, surely.
You have a beanbag in the storage cupboard that you get out once the content's gone.
Like really, like and I've been especially thinking this over like the Christmas period, where I've just been seeing people do like Christmas
minimalism.
Oh my God,
did you see the Christmas tree made out of pompous grass?
Oh, is it the one that,
yeah,
like that hanging?
No, I don't think so.
What's pompous grass?
Like that like feathery, grassy like plant that like, wait.
Is it the one that's hanging? I actually thought that was fucking sick.
hanging. I don't think I saw it. Like, that's pompous grass.
Oh, no. yeah. Sorry, to be fair, my mom does actually have that, like, in our house.
Yeah, but I think that's different because it's like, she's not doing it because she saw it on TikTok.
Yeah, it's true. She just actually likes it.
I love going into someone's house and seeing personality and seeing, like, right. things. Like, even, like...
Like, where did you get that frame from? Oh, like, I don't know. Yeah. When you went to Brighton Beach or... I don't give a shit. Like,
I love personality, like,
houses. Yeah, and, like, things that have, like, a story behind them, you know? Like, how do you have a story behind anything in your house when everything is so clinical? Oh, and especially, like, have you seen that... you must have seen that TikTok of the girl that went into the boyfriend's house and was like, oh, I've, like, redone my boyfriend's house and his house was so... Well, his apartment was so fucking nice before. Like, he had, like, this...
Yes, I did see that TikTok, yeah.
And then she just made it so clinical and, like, pristine and, like... no personality. But I, my theory about that was actually that it was like an ex-girlfriend that had it like that before. Or it's not even my theory, I fucking read that in a comment.
Oh, right.
And then she'd like just suck the fucking life out of it. But yeah, that whole thing of just like, and it's the same goes into fashion as well. I mean, fashion's a bit different because I understand why the girlies like want to look. Actually, no, I don't.
But, no, yeah. I do get why some people, because it's a lot less hassle if you don't lead with like colors and graphics and different, like, because it's like you then just have a base wardrobe which you can mix and match everything and you don't have to like worry about trends and spend money.
Yeah.
But a house is like your surroundings. Yeah. You're like,
why do you not want to sit down and just be comfortable?
Or even like,
why do you want it to look the same as everyone else's?
I want to be
well?
Like, inspired is so the wrong word, but stimulated in my house. Mm. Like, I want to like be able to find it interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I get fashion because it's like, especially for fashion, I can also see if people wanted to go down that route for like the planet and environmental, because that way you don't have to like keep buying new clothes. Whereas like a house, it's like you should be like, that's more of an investment. Do you know what I mean?
And also like stuff for houses are so fucking expensive. Like it's crazy that, you know, you're spending how much on a sofa and it's like, oh, I'm getting a sofa because, you know, this is like the trend to have. I don't know. That's crazy to me. Like, why not just like search online and be like, ooh, let me have a look at sofas. It's like, no. Let me type in this specific sofa that I want. Why is that a thing?
My next one, and I know this one is never going to end as much as anyone, and we all complain about it because it's been a thing of time before Twitter was a thing, and it's always going to be a thing of time because it's just the way that we as humans are brained. I need stan culture and dying for celebrities to die. This year specifically has just been like I'm fans of people. I like people. I will buy people's albums, like tickets. I will applaud people's artwork if I think that they're like someone that I'm inspired by. But these people don't know you. And as much as like their PR team will push that, like at the end of the day, you line their pockets and that's why they appreciate you.
Doja Cat done told you this.
You do not need to die for these people. You do not need to defend everything they do, whether it's morally wrong, whether it's like corrupt, whether it's like, for example, I'm a very big Rihanna fan, but Savage Fenty is fucking disgusting. And they've come out that they've had less ethical than Shein.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I can hold Rihanna. I love Rihanna. I love her style. I love her music. She's probably one of my favorite celebrities, but that is fucked up. And that is very much clearly a money scheme for Rihanna. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't understand. And also I do think, to be fair, it's mainly teenagers, so, but like the Barbs and stuff, like, and like the Swifties and even the Beehive, like they're like, you need to at some point touch grass and realize that these people don't know who you are and you are wasting so much effort and breath on them. And do they even realize?
Absolutely not.
Like I get being fans of celebrities. As I said,
they probably find it quite intense and horrible, to be fair.
I'm a fan of a lot of celebrities, but I do think that like you should still be able to hold your favorite celebrity or favorite public figure accountable to their actions and not just blindly defend them for anything. Mm-hmm. But that's never going to change. People are always obsessed over people, and I mean it's been a thing for so long. So but at some point, I would like that to change.
My next one is self-diagnosis. Especially on TikTok, like, people need to fucking stop that shit.
Yeah. Because
it is out of hand, like, it's just, like, I don't know, it's become a whole personality trait. I think I saw it the most over, like ADHD, because it started popping up for me. And that's why I really had to just separate myself from it, because I was like, I don't never, ever want to... as I said before, like I do feel like I do have ADHD, but I just never would ever want that to be a personality trait. So that actually like made me like not want to get a diagnosis in a way, which it might sound bad, might not, I don't fucking know. But it's just like, it's like you really have to think to yourself, like, what is it that I want out of this? Like, are you using this as an excuse or are you using this as something to like help yourself? Like, you should never use things. And that's what I had to question myself about. It was like, you know, obviously like things to do with like being forgetful and, you know, disorganization and things like that. But especially when I was in uni, I was like, fuck, I cannot use this as an excuse. Like, I actually have to get my shit together, because there's no like, people don't give a shit as much as you like want them to or hope them to. Like, and having like a diagnosis, or like not having a diagnosis, self-diagnosing is just like become just so out of hand. Like, and it's just got people going around thinking that, you know, that like behavior and certain behaviors is an excuse to like, I don't know, do certain things and act a certain way, when that is fucking just not it.
Yeah. I mean, I also do get the side that the NHS wait list is so long.
Yeah.
But you don't need, I see people make TikToks on like how I deal with, or not deal with, but like how, like a day in the life of like, someone with ADHD, and then someone will comment being like, you diagnosed? It's like, no, I'm on a waiting list. It's like, you can't say that.
Yeah, you don't have ADHD if you like, like, yeah. And the thing is like, you can definitely suspect, yeah, but you can, and this is my thing where I'm specifically saying using it as an excuse. Like, that's why you have to really separate yourself from it, because, and obviously where I'm not diagnosed with ADHD, I don't want to like start saying things where obviously if you are diagnosed, I don't fucking know, it's treacherous waters to fucking step on, but it's specifically for people that like self-diagnose and use it as an excuse and say that they have ADHD, or say that they have this, or say that they have that, or maybe you have like blah 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 blah, or telling people that they might have something. Like, I find that so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, going online and saying, oh, like maybe you have this, and it's like, oh yeah, maybe I do, and it's like, no, you probably just have like, I don't know, something else. And like, yeah, I don't know. I do also feel sorry for people that do like have like ADHD diagnoses and things like that, because it's just like, it's just so long to get that as well. Like, I even gave up because I was like, fuck this shit. And also for other reasons, but yeah, like, yeah, it's just, yeah.
I think it's a way of phrasing it rather than like it's like, it's, yeah, like, I don't have an issue with anyone going like, oh, I feel like I have suspected ADHD, or yeah, I feel like I might. But it's when like,
it's like a personality, yeah, trait. Yeah. Like, and that is not a personality trait. Like, it's things that people struggle with. Not just ADHD, like autism, like anything to do with being on a spectrum, like going around and just like using it as like a personality trait and like a way to like be quirky. Like, it's not fucking quirky, mate. You look like a twat.
My final thing that I would like to leave in 2023, and I mean, this may be controversial, especially for coming from me, but it is Love Island. Now, I know that these people are going to be on me when it comes to January and All Stars is playing on ITV2 and I'm tweeting hashtag Love Island every single night. Hold your fucking horses.
Not us not having a career.
Because I still will be watching. I still will be commentating as long as that show is on the television. But I think the year of 2023 has opened up to a whole different bunch of... We were in a reality TV drought when Love Island sprouted up. And we all got addicted to Love Island because it was the only reality TV show that multiple people were watching and there was a general consensus and commentary on, and like it felt like an event. I think that this, now that Love Island, and I'm very thankful for Love Island to bring that back, because as we all know, I love reality TV. But now that we've are sort of in a, like a reality TV renaissance and so many different types are popping up, I think it's kind of exposed how dreadful Love Island as a show and its bare bones as a show is. There's really not much content going on there, and it really doesn't highlight the best of people. And especially with shows like Big Brother, The Traitors, Squid Games Challenge, all the shows on Netflix, they have a lot more diverse cast. They have a lot more like interesting stories to get into, and they say a lot more about society than Love Island does. I just think Love Island as a show is very bare boned and also done out to the point where it's like, it's never going to be. I mean, this series, the last one was, it was reasonably good, but they had to make it reasonably good because everyone's been complaining about how shit the last few were, and still it didn't pull in the viewers. And I also think that in general, I'm bored of reality TV contestants to influence a pipeline. Enough. We have enough. Like, and I know I'm saying, and sure, people might say that I'm just saying that because people are taking my jobs and people are in my space. Like, sure, maybe
you
it
earned
is.
This space though, respectfully.
Right, first of all, that. And second of all, none of them are doing anything new. If you are coming out with stuff like that's why one person who I actually do have time for is Farmer Will. I like what he does.
Who?
Farmer Will. And he does stuff, and he's like written like a farming book and all that stuff. That's cool. Not necessarily for me. I don't personally think it's cool, but I think you creating your own lane and doing your own sort of thing is cool, and using that platform to enhance what you already had is cool. I'm bored of people coming on and just coming off and expecting to land their feet and be an influencer and do all that shit. Like, come on, girl. Like, think of something else. Do something new.
That's why it's so much more interesting when people with like niche things like that do go on, because then they can like go into their, like, I'm all for like, fair enough, like that boosting your career and like that.
In your space.
Yeah, in your space. But like, don't come and like,
and not have just anything in to
the
offer.
I just don't like the Love Island space.
Yeah.
Just like the Love Island space that's been created. It's like, yeah, you're coming into something that's already just
and
like.
And it's expected. It's like, you actually shouldn't be expecting anything. No. You should be actually very grateful that you're in this position, because a lot of people, like, I mean, also the fact that like, a lot of people have like, sacrifice is so the wrong word, but like a lot of people have spent a lot of time, like money, they started from a young age in school, have probably gone for a lot of like bullying to like be able to like be in these spaces. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't think you should go on a reality TV show and just expect to walk off and be able to be in the same rooms. Facts. Not that it's any like exclusive room, to be honest, to begin with, but I just mean in the sense of entitlement rather than like, but yeah, also the bones of its show and what it stands for and all that kind of stuff. I think thanks for bringing reality TV back to the forefront, but I think there's a lot more shows that have a lot more to offer now, and I just don't know if it's necessary anymore. Saying that, I still will be commentating on that in January, so mind your fucking business when you see me tweet. Anyway, that is all that we want to leave in 2023, but we'll be right back after this to get into things that we want to bring into 2024.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get 3 pieces of original recipe chicken, fries, and your choice of side for just $4.49 at KFC. That's a serious size meal for a seriously small price. The original recipe deal for just $4.49. Do the deal until the 28th of April, only at KFC.
Participating restaurants only. T's and C's apply.
Hello, hello. Now we are back to trends we want to keep in 2023. So we just left you with trends to ditch, trends to keep, or trends to bring, potentially. Should I start?
Yeah.
Okay. Trends to keep is the investment in jewelry.
Oh, jewelry, yeah.
Jewelry, or just jewelry as a whole. Like, I love jewelry. I think it just brings, it's like investing in things in your house or whatever. Like, it's just like, especially when jewelry's passed down, like, I think it's so important if you have the opportunity to have to keep jewelry that's passed down and wear jewelry that's passed down, or invest in jewelry, or just wear jewelry, whether it's cheap or whatever it is. Because I remember, like, I used to wear fucking cheap shit. Like, I didn't give a fuck. I still do. I wear cheap earrings because I lose them all the time. But like, jewelry adds so much and does so much to an outfit. And even if you're wearing the most plain, boring white t-shirt and a jeans outfit, jewelry will just make it that whole much better. Jewelry and accessories. For example, Lewis with his big glasses. I just love it.
Jewelry doesn't sound like a real word now because I just heard
it
so
many times. I have a habit of doing that, like just repeating the same word. Anyways.
Well, my first one is kind of on the back. My trend that I love, want more of in 2024, want everyone to see, is jumbo accessories. So I'm bored of jumbo clothes, as I just said. However, and I think, basically, I think that how you should build your wardrobe is invest in staple basics, nice matching tracksuits, nice well-fitted jeans, nice well-fitting t-shirts, blah-de-blah-de-blah. And then go down the accessory route before you start buying statement pieces of clothing, because statement pieces of clothing are very often trend-led, way more likely to fall out of the trend cycle quicker because of the way that the world moves nowadays. However, I think that also, I think statement clothes, number one, people remember them in their brain more. So it's like a lot more like, oh, you always wear that top. And number two, people are more likely to have similar things. Whereas I love accessories in the sense of like huge, like I love huge bags, huge sunglasses, huge glasses, huge hats, scarves, huge gloves, huge shoes, huge belts.
Huge gloves.
I know, I've seen like these huge, like they're like muffin gloves.
Really?
Oh my God, they're so, and I've seen these really nice, they're literally £1,000 because they're from Maison Margiela, but I want them so bad. They're like these huge leopard print gloves. Like I just think that like, let's stop with the jumbo clothes. Because the jumbo clothes don't need to be in every single... Whereas the accessories you can take on and off. And also people get sick of accessories less. I feel like accessories have a lot longer trend life before people like are like, oh, they're chuggy.
And it's so more like personality.
Yeah,
like,
and it's a lot more easier to find unique pieces.
They're so handpicked. Like accessories are so much more personal handpicked.
Yeah, but specifically about accessories, love big. Because then you don't have to, you can still buy your staple, you know, well-fitted pieces, but you can do the whole like over maximalism with your accessories, which you can take on and off depending on the circumstances that you're in, rather than fucking turning up to everything with jeans which have scraped over the mud for the past 2 weeks because they don't fit.
That is so funny. My next one is UK black girl makeup. I love it. Like they eat, and I'm just so happy that like I can't even say me because I have nothing to do with it. But just like that, the UK black girls are really just like holding that space.
Yeah,
in
they're
the
globally recognized for that.
Like globally, like, and I love it. And the Americans love it. Like, everyone loves it. I just think it's great. And I mean, the only people that don't like it are probably just racist, to be fair. But, and they'll probably be hopping on just the same way that they used to hate on people with big earrings and all of this stuff. Mm. And now they fucking love it because who were the ones that were doing that first? But yeah, like, it's just so specific and I love watching the videos. And yeah, it just makes me really happy that they're the ones that are like, they're like dominating it. They're like actually dominating the makeup scene. And yeah,
I just love that, like,
and also like just and the wigs as well.
I love that style of makeup so much. Like it's like you know how like in 2017 2018 it was all about like cut, like super heavy glam, like nowadays like they're like they got it down to like that soft glam, which you still can clearly see is glam, but it's not like intense, like almost like drag glam. It's like it's just like sleek, it's polished,
and it's just like it just eats.
Yeah.
Like, it just eats. Like, when I just look, I'm like,
I feel like with like how like people have like had so much like access to like learn how to do makeup from things like YouTube and now TikTok and stuff, like people now know more specifically how like what works with their face more, because I feel like back in 2017 it was just like cut crease, like Jaclyn Hill's doing it so I'm fucking doing it, or like I don't know, Jackie Aina's using dip brow so I'm fucking gonna use dip brow, whereas I feel like now there's enough, because back then it was just like pro makeup YouTubers, I'm assuming that they know what's right, whereas now there's so much information out there that people know how to like do accustomed to their face.
Yes, yeah.
So nowadays, like people are like, oh, it just looks so polished nowadays. Mm-hmm. I really like the era of makeup we're in right now.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. Yeah, I definitely do.
What's my next one? Oh, my next one is I really want to see more. I don't know if this is technically the right word, but in my head, it makes sense. Androgyny when it comes to fashion sense. This is something that I was going to say you do really well.
Really?
I really feel like, because I don't mean like, oh, like, I want to see like boys in a dress. I mean like incorporating like all genders into an outfit, whether it's like I feel like you wear like really nicely like structured like tracksuits or something, which are typically you would find in the men's section, but like you like then style it up with like a slick bun and like all your jewelry and like it's like fusing the two like styles together. Or like I love when like guys wear like skirts over jeans, or recently I've been really into guys wearing tights like with shorts and boots, or like jeans with rips in, but then tights underneath. So you see the tights like poking through the rips.
I love a man in a crop top.
Yeah, like I love the fusion of like all genders like incorporated. But so when I say like androgynous style, I don't mean like as I said, like guys in crop tops and a skirt and like heels, or like girls with like a buzz cut. I just mean like fusing like all of it together. I just think it's so interesting and it leaves you with so much more to play with. I just love seeing that. And it also, I love seeing how creative people get with that kind of stuff. So that's what I'd like to see more of in 2024. Please and thank you. And that is also incorporated in myself. And myself's included in that. I want to challenge myself to do more, because like I will buy pieces and then I'll get too shy to wear them.
Okay, so give me an example of something that you've maybe bought this year that
like,
you haven't.
Like a kilt, like a little kilt thing that I wanted to wear over jeans, and every time I've gone to put it on, I'm just like, it's not right, it's not right. Or I bought a pair of tights, like lace tights, which I was going to wear in New York with like thigh high boots and then shorts. So you just saw a tiny poke of them, but then I was like too shy again. Too so shy, like I want to like actually wear it in 2024, because like I know what I want to wear. It's just the also, but it is, I also do get, it is scary, especially with like how fucked up people are. Like. Like back when I used to be petrified to wear makeup out the house when I used to be in my full glam era. Like when I would walk to the train station, I'd always wear sunglasses so no one could see like my eyes, and no one could see that I had like eyeshadow and lashes on. So it is like, obviously there are some messed up people in the world and there it is scary to do that. But that's why I even like applaud people who do it even more, because it's like, fuck, you really have the confidence. And that's what I want to be in 2024. So.
I don't have any more.
Oh, my last one is, well, mine's more just like music that I've been liking.
Okay,
like music, more like more specific artists that I want to hear from, or like things that I like. Like, for example, I would really like a JT solo album. City Girls released a new album, Raw, this year, and I just wasn't hitting right. Whereas JT released No Bars, and she...
I thought you were talking about Justin
Timberlake. No, JT from the City Girls. JT released No Bars, and she jumped on the Stunner Girl Like That remix, and they were my top two played songs of the year.
Oh, I definitely agree with you.
I think JT has a really addictive flow, and there's something so sexy about her voice, and she's very good with wordplay, and she's also very aesthetically amazing. Oh, I love her style. I love her makeup. I love how like her vibe and essence. And no shade to Young Miami. I think Young Miami is actually a fantastic host. She has a podcast called Carisha Please, and she's very entertaining on that. So I would like to see the City Girls two different things and go into their own lanes. I would love to see JT in a lot more high fashion things as well. I know she did a poster girl. She was the face of Poster Girl, and she was the face of Moa Lola X Beats. But I mean like high fashion brands to start putting JT as the face. Because she's big. Like she is a big name. And like a lot more a big name than some of the influencers that you're getting out there.
Yeah.
And I know that JT really wants to get in those high fashion spaces. Like she will do it for those brands. More things I'd like to hear more of. Oh, I really would like to hear more Joy. You know how, actually, I think it might have been last year they did it, but Drake and 21 Savage did an album together.
Yeah.
Like two solo albums.
Yeah.
I would love more of that. Like two, there's a singer called Renee Rapp who got Coco Jones on a remix of her song Tommy Hurt or Tommy X. I can't remember the specific name. And you know when like two voices just go so, like I was just like, oh, I'm only ever going to get one. Because how often do people collaborate again? I love the idea of joint albums. And it's just like, you have a whole album of like two people coming together. I feel like the US have really brought in rap girls this year. Like we've seen like huge rises of things like Ice Spice and Sexy Red. And I want UK to give the UK scene of rap girls like that mainstream access as well.
Yeah.
Like, See China got a look in.
China done something big with, who was it?
She was on the cover of Days.
Yeah.
With Mo Lola.
Yeah, that was it.
It was really good. But like, I really worry about See China because she is so young, and I hate to patronize and baby people. But I just always have to question when 18-year-olds get into like an industry like that, do they have the right people around them? And I do think See China and Ice Spice had a similar come up, like almost like their songs that blew up were almost made into memes while still being good songs. But I just don't know if Ice Spice had the right people around her to navigate her career into what it's become.
She's a little bit older as well.
Yeah, and I would love that for See China because I think she has that in her. But even just more like we've seen like Sexy Red and Ice Spice have like multiple Billboard 100 songs. So I want that for people like Shaibo, Ivory and Doll. Like I feel like we in the UK don't like any, we don't appreciate the like talent that is in that space as much as the US do.
I don't really feel like, in my eyes personally, I don't really get a buzz off of like UK rap at the moment, just in a whole.
Yeah.
So I find it with that, Like, if the men aren't getting it, then I just feel like, oh, like, yeah, the women aren't going to get it because no one's, like, really, like, looking over this way. And that's, yeah, and that's just how I, like, honestly see it, because women are always just unfortunately below the men.
I know, especially in male-dominated industries like that.
But I honestly do see, like, the future for women's rap, like, just going fucking crazy.
Because they are, and I know, like, it's a blanket statement, but I will, like, stand 10 toes down on this. Vast majority of female rappers are far better lyricists than men and have a lot better flow. It's just there's like it's the expect, like, men can do the bare minimum on a rap song and it will go to number one.
Yeah.
Whereas, and the females will, like, have so much interesting wordplay and double entendres, and, like, they're just looked over and viewed as, like they're viewed as, like, city girl music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just automatically because it's, a girl on a rap song. My other thing is I hope Addison Rae releases a full studio album.
Oh, Addison Rae looks so good.
She's killing everything right now. And you know what? I hate how much everyone shits on her because apparently, I've never met the woman, but all I've ever heard about her is amazing things. Everyone always says she was a delight to work with. Everyone always says she's the nicest person. Like, I've seen so many, like, smaller TikTokers, like, make story times being like, I walked into, and, like, Addison Rae came over and introduced herself and was, like, so nice. I also think she's a really hard worker. And I also think she does what she, like, not that she does, but I watched her in a film. She was probably the best actress in the entire film. I think she released an EP this year, which I thought was really good. And she has, like, a really good pop voice, which is, like, this is going to sound like an insult, but I do mean it as a compliment, but, like, faceless pop. Like, you don't need it. Like, you don't need to have a whole persona behind, like, a whole Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, Teenage Dream, like, visual behind it. It's just, like, a good catchy pop song. Like, she's got a really good voice for that. I just want more. I want to see her everywhere. I think she's, like, in terms of social media influences,
I feel like she will have her come up again, though, yeah, because she has come off the radar a little bit.
Yeah, I just think she's really palatable and also does what she does well and seems really grateful to be in the position she's in. And is this controversial? I just want her to do, like, what Emma Chamberlain does, because I think she could do it better. And I don't think Emma Chamberlain's very grateful for what she has. Oh, also, what I would love to see in 2024 is at the Met Gala. I want to say it's a prediction, but I don't actually think it will come to happen. But I think that she would do a very good job at this. The Vogue YouTube interviews that Emma Chamberlain does, I really, really want to see Devon Lee Carlson do that this year.
Oh, interesting.
I feel like she's very connected to the celeb industry or celeb world, the Hollywood world. So she'll know most of these people anyway and already have a rapport. She knows what she's speaking about when it comes to fashion. And she's just so likable and personal and funny. And I just think she could do a really good job of doing those interviews. So I'd love to see that in 2024.
I don't really like... That's Sydney Lee's Carson sister, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. I don't really... I watch her TikToks, but I don't... She doesn't post that much on TikTok.
Yeah, she doesn't.
So, but every TikTok that I watch of hers, like, I really, really enjoy. Yeah. But I don't have, like, enough of her to, like...
I get
like,
what you mean.
Yeah. So I'm actually going to, like, try and look into her a little bit more. Cause
and I think she's got a real... Like, not that... It's quite a unique style, but... It's not like experimental, but it's, I just like what she wears. She always is confident with what she wears. She always looks good. And she just seems really like a really nice person. Also, then this isn't it's obvious because trend cycles go round and round, but with the speed that trends are going right now, I think 2024, we're going to have a huge like 2013 to 14 era. Like, I think all the girls are going to be wearing Boy London sweatshirts, the geek and nerd t-shirts. So all I'm saying is if you want to be ahead of the trend, start wearing that now.
AKA Lewis said in a few podcasts ago that he was going to start wearing the hat.
Yeah, and I did wear my... I have been wearing my Obey hat.
Really?
And I've been having weird looks, but I'm telling you right now, by this time next year, if not this time in 2 years, it's like that's just how trends work. Like, everyone will be wearing...
I really don't want that trend to come out.
It will. But this is what... this is. Do you know how, like, the...
Actually, to be fair, people, you are wearing geek glasses right now.
Literally. The glasses that everyone was wearing. People 5 years older are like, how is... Like, you know those big circle belts that Urban Outfitters have released? Like, everyone's... Like, people a few years older are like, how is this fashion coming back? Like, that will be us when they're like...
Yeah, it's true.
But that's how fashion
the piece
works.
Piece leggings. Like, I had the Superman jumper with... I used to wear my...
Oh my God, the Superman jumper!
I used to wear my... my PE like polo underneath.
Yes, I used to always have a collar,
and then I used to go to Apple, like the store, and make YouTube videos with my friends.
Oh my God, I used to have so much like I really ate that. That was the first like era that I feel like I was like first like fashion era that I was like awake enough to actually like mentally like could make choices.
That's actually so fucking true. So was I, yeah. Because before that, I guess I just used to wear
whatever my mum got me because I was like 10. Like
to be fair, I used to like really care about, but consciously, I think that was like me. I was like, no, I am wearing this shit, like, yeah, and I'm rocking it down.
And like I was like where I started getting like enough. I must have been just pocket money or like Christmas money or birthday money that I could go out and like
buy
like a jumper or a t-shirt that I really liked.
Before I was just redesigning like the clothes of my mum fucking
redesigning. I remember I dyed my hair red that like at that time.
Yeah, I dyed my hair dark red.
And the school like got so angry at me.
Really?
And I was literally like, it's like it was literally the worst job ever. Like you could barely see it was red. I was like surprised they even clocked it. Actually, I was going around telling everyone, of course, they
I had my hair black blue. No, because I went from like bleached hair, like when I say bleached, like this part of my hair was like bright and this bright blonde, and then this part was like orange. And then I dyed it black blue. That was a fucking moment.
Did you ever have dip dye?
No, my hair was never long enough, babe.
Oh.
I did dip dye my cousin's hair though, and it looked fucking atrocious.
Oh my God, imagine if dip dye comes back.
Oh my.
The thing is, the girls at my school would just dip dye it in their bedrooms at home at 14. That was never going to go right. Like, yeah. There is so
I used
much
to do some rogue shit. I used to pierce my own ears as yeah well. I used to love piercing my own ears.
Love. It was an addiction to piercing my own ears.
I know, it sounds so emo.
Oh, I can't wait for that, Erin. I feel like most people will be like, eh, but I'm excited. Because it will be like the first time that... Because obviously you see like Y2K and McBling and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, yeah, I'm quite... Like, I'm quite nostalgic for it. But I wasn't... that's going to be like, I have like pictures to pull up of me in this. Because you know how like McBling and like people like
what's
loving...
What's McBling?
It's like sort of like late 2000s. It's very like Jersey Shore, Ed Hardy, nails, like orange foundation.
Duck nails need to fucking go.
Victoria's Secret, like spray and like yoga pants. Like it's very like that era, which I like, but I obviously was like 10 at the time.
Mm.
So I would like admire people who were like that at 10. I couldn't do that myself.
Yeah, because they were rich.
Yeah. I really think that also... In 2024, there could be space for a new social media, like a social media which brings back like profiles and like, because I feel like everything nowadays is so feed orientated and like algorithm orientated, and I would really like if it was like a social media site came back where it's like you could personalize your own sort of like, well, obviously I'm taking inspiration from like MySpace and Bebo, but also even like how on Tumblr you could like get your own skins and stuff. Like I feel like I would love
really
social media nowadays, now that I have like my own stuff, all that kind of stuff, like, and you could just like decorate your own page.
Do you know how good it felt to just decorate my Tumblr? I had my own music.
Yes.
And then
music.
I'll show my dad, because my dad was so into IT, like I would show my dad like I was fake coding because I was just putting my music
and pasting it from someone else's like website.
But it was actually so like high tech though. Yeah.
No, that was Women in STEM.
Mine was Cookies Do Crumble.
Mine was Q, the letter Q, the letter T. So QT, Big Booty.
I love that.
Oh, fuck, Tumblr was so good.
Yeah, that was so
good. Is that shit even still going? No.
I want to see if mine's still there, actually.
I've checked mine, maybe like 3 years ago, actually. Oh, also, actually, let me just, not self-plug, because it doesn't even like result in anything for me, but I've created it was when I was speaking about music.
Oh my God, mine's still here.
Oh my God, let me see.
Oh, it doesn't look that good though, but the way that
she's reblogged Paris Hilton.
Yeah, of course. I fucking have. No, I think I was reblogging until like very not the contact.
Oh, what's the contact?
I don't
know. What were people contacting you for?
Fuck knows. My Instagram was at Isla Moolah back then. Fuck, I was so in my like honey cocaine era. What is all of this like army shit that I was reposting? Damn, girl.
Oh yeah, what I was gonna say is I made a playlist of top 100 songs that were released this year that I liked. So that should be on my Spotify profile publicly.
Love that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my thing is called Poor Vida, and I literally have that tattooed on me.
Oh my God, did you know that?
Did I know that it was still called that?
Or like, did you get that?
No, because I was so obsessed with Kali Uchis.
Oh.
Like back in like 2017.
You know she's actually huge now. like, yeah, as an artist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, she's something like her...
She's got her own clothing line as well.
But, like, she's, like, I think the joint now most streamed Latin American female artist.
I love that for her. Have you heard her sing a lot of... not sing. Yeah, no, sing a children's book.
No.
I'm going to send this to you. Okay. You will have an out-of-body... No, she
I was
is
a big Hallie Hitchens fan.
She's... Because it was the same, I think, radio show where... Oh, someone else. I think it was Glorilla done it, and hers went like super viral or on TikTok, anyways. Yeah.
In the Isolation era, that was when I was a big fan of her. But yeah, that is all the trends that we want to ditch and leave this year. Thank you very much for joining us this episode. If people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on TikTok at Isla and Instagram at Isla Lowa.
And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram and TikTok at Looking for Lewis. You can also follow the Pop-Off account on Instagram and TikTok at Pop-Off Podcast. Let us know what trends you want to leave in 2013 and what trends you want to bring to 2024. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo, and we will see you next week for a brand new episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At Morrisons, get any four for £5 from over 30 frozen products. From Birds Eye Garden Peas, Potato Waffles, Goodfellas Pizzas, plus many more. That's more easy peasy tea sorted.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of stores and online subject to availability. Selected lines ends 14th of April.